The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Luka Doncic, the second player in the last 25 years to hit a pair of go-ahead threes in the final 30 seconds of a game. 4 points. Does anybody know who the other player was?
Dan Dickow.
Everybody read the same research packet? What is that? That wasn't fun. Take your points, Mina.
Where are my points?
Tim.
Yes.
Justin. All right. You got your points.
Scored it.
For what? He gave him a read.
Random score.
The latest on Tiger Woods. Awake, responsive, and recovering in the hospital after surgery to repair significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity. The worst fears in the immediate aftermath, thankfully subsiding. I think we all recall, though, that line from the sheriff, lucky to be alive. Woody Page, as you begin to think about Tiger the golfer today, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking he had one of the highlights of his entire career just before Christmas when he played with his son Charlie in that father-son competition down in Florida. And what a great time they were having together. And, I mean, to have a situation develop so quickly after that when he has been unable, he said on Sunday, to play golf again since then or maybe even consider playing in the Masters. So I'm optimistic. That's what I want to talk about. Ben Hogan came back from a similar collision, a head-on collision with a bus, and won 6 more majors after that. I know I've been told by people all morning long since I wrote about it that he's not going to come back and play golf. Well, he's got an opportunity at 45 to come back and play in the next couple of years. He has an opportunity to play on the senior tour as people like Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Lee Trevino did. He could win more majors than the seniors. So I'm approaching this that he has come back from so myriad things over his career and over his lifetime. I think he can do it again, and I think that's the way we should all think about it as a future going ahead as a man and as a player.
Tim Kalishaw, as you reflect on yesterday, and then as you get what's trending to be better news today on Tiger Woods.
Right, and I agree with Woody in the sense that I'm never going to count him out. A lot of us a few years ago when he's going through back surgeries and knee surgeries said he can't play, he can't hit it as far as the young guys, he's never going to do stuff. And then we saw him win that tour championship with the crowd following him down the fairways and then what he did obviously at Augusta. But I do wonder, I mean, he had trouble before this playing enough golf to get his game where he wanted it to be. Because it just takes a lot out of him to get ready to play golf. And now coming back from the compound fracture in the broken leg, is that going to be 2 years? We have no idea what the timeline will be. Nobody will work harder to make it happen. I would just say the odds are starting to stack up against him.
Justin Tinsley.
No, Tiger the golfer was all I knew about golf at one point. When he won the Masters in 1997, I'm going to date myself, but I was in middle school. I didn't even know black people were allowed to play golf. So just his mere presence alone meant the world to me. And what he's meant to the game has been immeasurable. And we can have 1,000 conversations about his legacy on the game and within pop culture. But honestly, I'm just grateful he's here. A year ago today, I sat in Staples Center for Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant's memorial service. And that pain is still very, very real. I can still see people in the stands crying. I can still see people on press row crying. So I'm grateful that he's still here. And I know this road to recovery is going to be harder than probably anything he's ever done. But honestly, Tony, I'm just grateful there's a road to recovery to begin with.
Thank you for sharing that, Justin. And Mina Kimes?
Yeah, Justin, I'm with you. Had that same fear, that memory of Kobe's passing flashed before my eyes. And as we learned Tiger was okay, I immediately felt, let's appreciate him and his legacy. And it's a reminder to do so. As far as him as a golfer, I was on the show after he won the Masters, and we played all of the panelists over the years counting him out. So I will never count that man out. I know what he is capable of in terms of overcoming injuries and age and just defeating time. We don't know the extent of his injury right now. All we can do at the moment is pray for his recovery, both on and off the course. But Tiger Woods is not someone to ever bet against.
You both have used the word legacy today, right? And legacy, sometimes we use it too much on this show about all types of athletes and all types of reasons. It's what you leave behind to a sport. And that, of course, for Tiger is going to be unmatched and untouched forever. The only hope is, whether it be in the senior tour or a couple of tournaments in 3 years from now, that Tiger gets to live the life that he chooses to live, which is what you wish for anybody. Thanks for your thoughts on that. We're going to move on. NBA All-Star Squadrons. Here we go. Take a look. You know them. One of the best things this year was the family videos congratulating the players. Zach LaVine's family, Julius Randle's family. An incredible, joyful, loving experience. So now you get to dump all over that and look for snubs. Go ahead, Justin Tinsley. But if you put somebody on, you have to take somebody off. Those are the rules.
All right, I know Devin Booker's the obvious choice here, but I feel like he'll get in because AD won't make the All-Star game because the Lakers are just going to hold him off. So I'm going with Domantas Sabonis. Look, he made the All-Star game last year. He's averaging 22-12 this year. He has 23 double-doubles, second only to Jokic. So, and the Pacers are the fourth seed in the East. You know, take all that. That's an All-Star snub. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry, Vucevic. I would rather see Sabonis.
You take Vucevic off, even though his numbers, I mean, mirror image almost with Sabonis. I think he may have more rebounds. Tim Kalashaw. You got to take somebody off if you're putting somebody on, but maybe you love it.
Okay, I get how this works. The snubs you take have to equal the snubs you make. We figure that out. I'm going to go with Trae Young should be on the team, partly for what he's done, but partly because his game suits the All-Star game style more than anybody's. And I'm sorry, I'm going to move off Jaylen Brown. Sorry, Jaylen. I could have taken off Jason Tatum, another Celtic. They probably don't deserve two players, but I think Tatum's the bigger star. So we're going to have to remove Jaylen
Woody Page.
Yes. Can't believe the rookie comes in here. First show I do
with your guy.
And Justin steals my information. And Tony knows.
I know, Woody. Give it to me, Woody. You deserve
Tony, it. It would have been Sabonis. Yeah. Obviously, because I said years ago he was going to be better than his father. 23 double-doubles. There's six guys that have that many double-doubles this year. He's the only one that's not in the All-Star game. You got to, and I take out one of those Celtics. I know they're both under 25. They've got a number of opportunities to be in the All-Star game again. But I'm also going to go with Mike Conley. His nickname should be Snub. Here's a guy that is the unofficial holder of the crown for not being in All-Star games when he's such a great player, and he's been so. They should at least give him a Lifetime Achievement Award and make him the 13th man on the bench.
Mina Kimes, you may love the roster, and that would be wonderful. Or if you have a snub, then you got to take somebody off. Go ahead.
Well, you can call me Captain Obvious because I'm going to make the case for Devin Booker over his teammate Chris Paul. I think it's easy to look at the Suns and think, okay, well, they've made this big leap. What's the change? Paul joined the team. But that ignores the fact that they already made the leap in the bubble. We saw how great they were. And the ways in which Booker's game has evolved to accommodate Paul. I mean, he's just playing fantastic basketball. Career high in 3 points. Fifth in points per touch. He's been incredibly efficient off the ball. Everyone around him in those rankings, before and after, is an all-star. And the whole case against Booker always was, well, he's on a bad team. He is no longer on a bad team. He is the leading scorer on a very, very good team, and I think he deserves a spot.
Kalashaw back in.
The main point is that snubs are good. It is great that the NBA has kept it to just 12 players. I can't believe they haven't expanded it to 18.
So
to
you
get
like
more
that
guys,
there are snubs. You like the idea.
Yes, yes, it is hard to make these teams. This is not the Major League All-Star game.
You know, Woody, I mean, we've been having the Sabonis debate for years, and it's a wonderful debate. I love that you love Domantas Sabonis, and yes, he could have been an All-Star this year. When we made this bet, I said he had to make three Hall of Fames because his father's already in two Hall of Fames. But good on Sabonis.
It's early.
Yeah, it is early. We'll move on. All right, we have to talk about Doncic last night. These two shots. the degrees of difficulty with the game on the line. These are just bonkers shots. And again, the only human known to have done this, Dan Dickow, which I thought was going to floor you guys, but Mina and Tim and Justin like to read the same research notes that I do. Tim, what did Doncic do last night and how did he do it?
You know, he did something we feel like he does all the time, although he doesn't really do it all the time. He did it against the Clippers in the playoffs from the same spot. And that's the thing that the Celtics screwed up. The first one, I can't really fault the defense there. The second one, don't ever let him get to that hash mark over on the left side. That is his spot. You know, everybody thinks right-handed player, make him go left. He loves to go left and set up right there. The Celtics fell into the trap.
It really sounds like you want to blame the Celtics a little bit for this, Tim. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A little bit. Yeah.
Justin Tinsley, what did you see from Doncic last night?
You know, initially, I wanted to blame the Celtics because they've been allergic to closing games out all season, and you have two all-stars and you still let this happen. But this is a big dog being a big dog. This is a superstar being a superstar. And now the Mavs are starting to look like that team we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season. They've won 7 of their last 9. He's averaging 34, 8, and 9. And he's shooting nearly 50% from 3 during that stretch. AKA, you let anyone but Luka beat you in that situation, especially on that second 3.
It sounds like you want to blame the Celtics a little bit too. Mina Kimes on what Doncic performed last night.
Well, first, I'll blame the Celtics. They've allowed the most go-ahead scores in the final 30 seconds of any team in the NBA. This is a problem with the team, separate from Luka. Tim made a great point, though, about Luka. Like, we think of him being so clutch from distance, but he was actually 2 for 7 on threes in the final 30 seconds on go-ahead threes before last night. But watching him, I remembered what I was told by every single person who had played with him in Europe before he entered the NBA, which was, he will always take the kill shot. He was a child playing with men in Spain, but he was fearless. And even if he hasn't been fantastic from three this year, he will still make that shot or take it. And it's that killer mentality that makes him a superstar in this
league.
Did
anybody else catch the actual reporting that was going on from Kimes there? I was told by everybody I talked to in Europe, Tim, get on the continental beat here. Come on now. Kimes is doing your job for you. Moody Page on Doncic last night.
Anthony, I'm not going to blame the Boston Celtics. Who's actually going to be covering people that far away from the basket when they're sitting in the coach's lap almost? I think it was a situation you had Walker and you had Naismith in the territory. If you'd had James Naismith, the inventor of the game, and Bill Russell, they wouldn't have stopped that. But what excited me the most is because of the way the Mavericks are playing and that Luka did that last night, he stopped complaining about everybody else on the team, including the coach. So I think that That makes more sense than really what he accomplished last night.
You and Frank Isola have been playing this up earlier. Woody, I got a question for you. So it's trivia. Luka Doncic was just the second player all time to hit 2 threes from 25 feet plus in the final 30 seconds of a game. Do you know who the other was?
Steve Jones in the ABA.
I don't know. That might be right, too. You know, you busted my style. All right, fine. It's Dan Dickow. Everybody else had it. I was giving you a chance to see if you were paying attention. Steve Jones, I'll let it slide for now. We'll be back by ourselves.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The very black and white statement released by the Pittsburgh Steelers president Art Rooney II on Ben Roethlisberger. A, quote, productive meeting. Ben is committed to coming back. We would like to have him back. New paragraph. We both know the next step is to work on his contract situation. Mina Kimes, how do you read that?
Well, not well. It's kind of a tiny font. But I'm selling it because while I understand why the Steelers did it, financially they're backed into a corner, don't have a high draft pick, would have been a $22 million cap hit to let him go. We all know that the Ben we saw at the end of last season is going to be the same Ben this year, and it puts a ceiling on this team. Even if they have a better run game and offensive line, they're not going to win a championship with him as quarterback, and I think they would have been best served to move on and try to find the quarterback of the future.
Reading between the lines there, though, Mina, does that sound like a franchise that wants to, it sounds like a franchise that wants to move on to you?
Oh, well, not this year. It sounds like they're going to restructure his contract to try to save some money, and then
Woody Page, how'd you read it?
I'm buying it. I think the Steelers realize where you're going to find a quarterback among all the other 18 teams that are trying to get new quarterbacks. Bring back Ben. They won the division last year. I know it's going to be more difficult this year, but I think he's earned that right. I think they've earned the respect of him in regard that he's going to be willing to take a lot less than $41 million or even $22 million. Yes, bring him back for one more season. Mina, what do you want to throw him to the curb? Gosh.
I read that differently. Yeah. I see a guy saying, I told Ben we'd like to have him back. Now we got to work out the contract situation. That leaves you an out to later say, we couldn't work out the contract situation and Ben is not coming back. And it still could go that way.
Yeah, I'm buying it only because I believe Ben was in between a rock and a hard place. He's a 39-year-old quarterback who has been injury-prone in the past, and he knows the market for him probably isn't going to be big. So if you're the Steelers, like, give me one more season to figure this quarterback situation out, and we'll just see where the chips fall next season.
Buy or sell two, the Buccaneers and Tom Brady and his contract situation. One more year, 28-ish million. GM Jason Light opens in negotiating long-term. What is long-term with a soon-to-be 44-year-old quarterback, Woody Page?
I don't know why you always come to me first. We're talking about old-time. But, of course, you give him a long-term contract. The job he's done, he said he'd want to play till he's 45. Give him an expanded contract so that you can cut down on what you're going to have to pay him next year. That's how you do it with the Drew Breeses of the world.
DC and Tom Brady's of the world.
Yeah, I don't think it means anything, really. He's going to play this season. The easiest way to get his cap number even lower, it's already not bad compared to a lot of quarterbacks, is to give him more years and lower the bonus.
JT?
I'm buying it if by long-term contract you mean 2 years. The dude just got you a Super Bowl and won Super Bowl MVP. Why not go for it?
Mina Kimes.
Yeah, I'm buying it. Unlike Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady is still playing at a high level. And as Tim and Woody pointed out, by restructuring his contract, you can free up some money to pay the many mouths they've got to feed, Shaq Barrett, Levante David, and keep this Super Bowl window open.
Buy or sell three, Bucks 139, Timberwolves 112. It was the coaching debut of Chris Finch. This release from the NBA Coaches Association into the hiring of Finch, who was an assistant with Toronto Sunday morning, but hired by Minnesota and signed long-term Sunday night when the T-Wolves fired Ryan Saunders. Not a transparent search of candidates from a wide range of diverse backgrounds, the statement writes. Justin, how should the NBA and Adam Silver read that?
They should take it at its value. For so long, the NBA has been praised for being this league who gets it right on so many issues. But, you know, they also have their flaws as well. And in a league that's 75% African-American, you can't at least get 10 African-American coaches in this league. There's an issue with that. And that statement should scare the NBA.
Mina Kimes?
I'm buying the statement because they're correct. Minnesota has completely mishandled the situation. You know, when we talk about the lack of diversity in coaching ranks in any sport, the NBA, the NFL, one issue that we often point to is the absence of opportunity and the focus on networking and relationships. This is Exhibit A right here, where a relationship was the reason why an opportunity was denied. And that doesn't mean Chris Finch isn't qualified to be a coach, but if the NBA really wants to fix this problem, they need to address this instance of the problem in action.
Going on and reading from the statement, the NBCA understands and respects each organization's right to hire and fire whomever and whenever they choose. So that's on the other end of this, Woody Page. How do you think the NBA looks at this hiring?
I think it looks upon it very poorly, as it should. I think the most ludicrous statement I heard is, well, we did before. We did interview black candidates. Well, why aren't you doing it now? So I totally agree with what the Coaches Association was saying is, why don't you do a full search before you make a decision? Then you can make whatever decision you want to.
Al Addles coached against Casey Jones in the NBA Finals 46 years ago. I was in college, Justin. And we thought the NBA was a league that really got things right on that front. And yet sometimes even now they don't. There's nothing wrong with hiring Chris Finch, a longtime coach in Europe, the G League, assistant coaches. There is something wrong with rushing to coach, to hire him when it's a last place team in the Western Conference.
Mina Kimes, Justin Tinsley, there's nothing wrong with rushing to get you guys off the program today. Here's an extra point because we're doing that without a final word. And Woody Page, Tim Kalischer, we got to run is what I'm saying. Go down. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Only time for one showdown, but before we get there, just look at this. What is Kelly Oubre trying to do here? And do you give him credit for just trying? I've never seen a dunk attempt cause a violation for the ball going over the stanchion.
He was going for the greatest dunk of all time.
It's like a video game glitch. All right, here's our showdown. Tavon Walker, he can't wear 00 with the Mets because that's the number Mr. Met wears. All right, this is our second jersey number debate of the week, Woody. How do you rule?
Babe Ruth was once asked why he was paid more than the President of the United States, and he said, I had a better year. Guess what? Mr. Met had a better year last year than Walker. He deserves to keep the number.
Timmy?
You know, it's one thing for Carson Wentz not to start trouble with one of his new Colt receivers over a number. But Mr. Met, you really can't you can't turn Mr. Met into 55 or something else? He's Mr. Met.
Woody Page is Mr. Around the Horn, and he takes a FaceTime.
I'm going to do product placement today. I want all of you to go to GirlScouts.org and buy their Girl Scout cookies, as you do annually. I just bought mine from Kevin Blackstone's daughter, and I got every flavor, and there's a new one out, toffee. But I just had a survey among my friends of what is the best Girl Scout cookie. Is it Thin Mint? Is it Samoa's? Is it Tagalongs? Well, guess what? Here's the secret to it. Take the Thin Mints and put them in the freezer, and that'll be the best Girl Scout cookie you've ever had when you take it out and eat it.
There you go, Woody Page. News you can use. We're on a 23 and a half hour break. See you tomorrow.
Long live Kelly Oubre.